can't do it. I can't emulate the sound. It's more like a really adenoidal. I should just find it. I guess it's online.
Yeah, I don't know what sound you're talking about.
It's during the beginning, because Don and Mike do this thing at the beginning of the show where it's just a collage, a pastiche, one might say, of just sound bites. Where they use that thing, which I think...
Oh, it's like Robin Williams from Mrs. Doubtfire. That
yeah, thing. The... Hello! Yeah, which is the only time hello. Robin Williams has ever made me laugh. And then there's Rob Spiewak's daughter doing the hello that thing. Where she sounds like the Lollipop Guild. But they do this. I hate to characterize it as this, but I believe it is the sound of a retarded person. And I think it's
mentally
either,
disabled, Rick.
No, this person is retarded. I've met people who are mentally disabled. This person is just retarded. And it's either Giovanna Ribisi or Rosie O'Donnell. I can't tell who. It's one of the two. But it's sort of like almost like a Pee Wee Herman, not Paul Rubens, but a Pee Wee Herman kind of thing. And it's like a real adenoidal back of the throat sort of a thank you. That's almost it. You know, I was able to do it by pushing in on my glands. Just
that sounded
there.
Like Rosie O'Donnell.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, that retard voice sounded just like Rosie O'Donnell, who, by the way, is also newly slim. Have you seen the press photos of her? Suddenly very slender. Man, that Photoshop works wonders.
Like this?
Hey, look at that. Yeah, look
That's
at that.
That's a new one.
Wow.
That's a new one.
It's a new picture.
Yeah, they totally skinnied her up.
Is that in USA Today?
Yeah.
That's a full-color, full-page ad for Katie Couric.
That looks expensive.
They have the money.
Hey, listen to this. And tonight's story is 5 years. How safe are we?
We're not.
We're all going to die. And you can tell that it's a serious story because it's in a red type.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is in a pleasing blue background. That's kind of a dangerous... I'm sort of a low-cut outfit for her. It does seem sort of provocatively low-cut.
I see a shadow of some sleeves.
I see some airbrushing.
One can almost see the swell of a single bosom. Not that she only has one. Well, I don't know. Just a mono.
The middle of America, she has none.
Boob! I have no boob! All right.
I like the other picture where she has a big smile and she's holding something which is probably her check stub.
Yes. She's holding. I like that picture where she's holding all of our collective fates and careers in her palm. That's the picture I like the best, where she's holding the future of this radio show and this station in her hand. Don't fail. That's all I'm saying. All right, it's 3 minutes and 14 seconds after the hour of 11 in this, the month of September in the year of our Lord, 2006. Thank you for coming by and making a part of your listening day. We are live from the plushly appointed yet not overly ostentatious studios of AM 970 Solid State Radio. This is the Rick Emerson Show. We're here in beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon. More like it. Thank you! Isn't there some movie where Rosie O'Donnell's a retarded woman riding a bus all day? Tim just gave me the best look. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, are you talking about riding the bus?
Rosie O'Donnell was in a movie? Who had actually paid like $8
It was a made-for-TV movie.
Made for Lifetime, I believe. They're saying, does Lifetime still exist, or has that become something else?
No,
Lifetime is Lifetime.
And it also has its own movie network, too.
Really?
Because
there's Lifetime and there's Oxygen, which I think is just O.
And there's We.
Or is Oxygen the same as the Oprah network? Didn't Oprah have a network?
I don't know.
And is that also called O?
She has a magazine
That's
called
Oxygen.
O.
No, Oxygen. Is Oxygen Oprah?
Yes.
No,
okay.
No, it's not Oprah.
It's owned in part by Oprah.
Then what is We or W-E?
That's something different.
I can't tell. Things change names very quickly now, and I know this makes me sound like an old person. But it's like my dad trying to order a Coke in 1985 and just couldn't figure out what the hell he was supposed to call anything. Well, whatever. There's some movie where Rosie O'Donnell, using her same hideous wedge haircut, rides the bus and drools and then says, thank you, a lot. And I'm pretty sure that it's her. Because if it's not her, Sarah was asking me if I could be any more distinct about the noise the retarded person made. But I was pointing out that retarded people, I think, have a very a finite vocal range. There really aren't...
We really shouldn't start off the show like that.
I'm saying that it nags at me. Not unlike the open channel hissing on that Tom Likas pot on the board. Thank you.
There's somebody like that who jumps on the Max at the library stop every day. And the first thing they yell when they get on the Max every day is, Halloween! and you know that they pop the board at the same time every day. Halloween!
In their head, do they think that's how you say hello?
I guess so.
Do they think that Halloween
Or maybe they think it's Halloween by looking at the people who are riding.
Do they think that hello is a shortened version of Halloween?
I don't know. I've never inquired, really.
That's an interesting concept, actually. How you would sort of view words like that if you were a differently abled person.
Mm-hmm.
The only two retarded movies I know are, I don't even know this one, because it's the one with Rosie O'Donnell, and then there's one with Giovanna Ribisi and Juliette Lewis. Where he says, like, you smell like maple sugar, or whatever.
There's Forrest Gump, and there's Radio.
Oh, there's Radio. No one's seen that. Movies no one's seen.
Didn't it win, like, 10 awards, though?
I thought it was going to be about Radio, but when I found out it wasn't, I didn't go to see it.
Wasn't Radio written by that guy from Kink?
Yeah, the guy that went to Hollywood to become a star.
The guy that wrote Finding Forrester?
Mm-hmm. I never saw that movie.
That was a terrible film. Finding Forrester, and it was written by What's-His-Guts from Kink, and I don't know his name. It's Mike something or other, some guy. He was a news director at Kink, and he was one of those news director at Kink makes good stories, or whatever. He's a fellow CBS employee, or was. He probably quit. He's probably one of those guys. No, I'm going to keep my job, and then as soon as he got the check, he just bailed. But I went to see Finding Forrester because it was not only written by a Portland guy, but it was written by a guy from Radio. It was written by a guy who worked on Kink in the morning. And I remember sitting there watching Finding Forrester, which was directed by Gus Van Sant, wasn't it? It was just the biggest piece, man. It was a load. It was a big steaming load. And sometimes you sit there and you're like 10 minutes. It's the snakes on a plane syndrome. Where you're 5 or 8 or 10 minutes in. You know what it is? It's like dating somebody and they're just a horrible person. And you wake up every day just thinking they're going to be better. But it's like in your heart, you know that it's like one of those Newtonian laws of motion. That an object will maintain its given trajectory unless acted on by an outside force. If a movie sucks 5 minutes in, it's going to suck an hour and 35 minutes in. There's no getting around that. And so 5 minutes into Finding Forrester, I'm just sitting there going... And then it reaches its apotheosis at that moment with Sean Connery. Have we all seen Finding Forrester? No, you haven't. It's a great moment.
No desire.
It's based,
I don't fall for the hype.
I did, man. It's exactly the kind of movie that you can pitch to a guy like me because it's a high concept, but it lets you feel smart. Because a high concept movie, as we all know, that's where the one that snakes on a plane. It's Die Hard in a mall. It's cops, but they're like MTV cops. Finding Forrester was. J.D. Salinger comes out of retirement because his name is like T.F. Forrester. And he wrote one book that, you know, made a guy kill in 1955 and it's world famous and he's been arrested. It's the total story of J.D. Salinger wrote Catcher in the Rye. And it's like every cliche you could possibly... I know I'm talking about this movie 15 years too late, but it's every cliche you could possibly imagine. It's a reclusive writer who's taught how to interact with the outside world by a scrappy young kid that just needs a father figure. And then there's the scene at the end where Sean Connery, as the J.D. Salinger figure, shows up in the kid's English class to, like, deliver an oral presentation or whatever, and the kid gets an A. Oh, and also the kid, he's an inner-city black child. And then, of course, there's Sean Connery is Scottish. And so forth. And so it's like a cross.
That sounds like a really mismatched duo.
See, because we're all brothers under the skin. But it does give Sean Connery the opportunity to deliver the best and worst line ever. Which is, at the end of the film, when Sean Connery says is it the kid? Or is it the teacher? One of the kids. But Sean Connery says to the kid, I believe, who is a black inner city youth. Sean Connery looks and says, "You're the man now, dog."
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Oh, it's the best. It's so great. There's a whole website, actually, called YouureTheManNowDog.com, which is just that line. You go there, and it's just a picture of Sean Connery, like, pointing at the camera, and it's that line looping endlessly in the background. You're the man now, dog. That's it.
You're still pretty good, Sean Connery.
I don't. I can't really. I'm one of those guys that I can just do mannerisms. I can't really do voices. Except for Hank Hill, as we've noted.
Not as good as Hank Hill. Yeah, do it.
No, that's it. No, I can't. Because then it just becomes... I do the Hank Hill voice too much anyway, and the Tom Anderson voice, because they're the same. Only because... And I just do them all the time because it's the only thing I can do. I can't do any other voices. It's just one of those skills I lack. Anyway, Finding Forrester sucks. And it's directed by Gus Van Sant. I know it was, like, put out 100 years ago, but should somebody suggest that you watch it, don't. And then Radio, yeah, that's why I didn't see Radio. A, written by the guy who did Finding Forrester. B, Cuba Gooding Jr., right?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, that's the mark of bad.
Nothing redeeming about that. I don't even know what it was about.
And look, and I know this makes me...
Anything about radio.
No.
Should have been called television.
Should have been called retard. Well, I know it makes me a bad person, but I don't want to see movies about retarded people. I know that makes me a terrible person, but it's like, I know that they're... the least of God's creatures. And they're delicate souls. But you don't want to sit next to one of those guys on the bus. And so why would you want to watch a guy like that for 2 hours? I'm not trying to be cruel. I'm saying, you know what it is?
Rick, I think you should just stop talking about this.
Oh, wait, somebody knows the answer to the thank you question. is this Candace?
Yes, it
is. How do you spell your name, Candace?
C-A-N-D-I-C-E.
How do you suppose Scotty spells that?
Candy pants? I don't know.
It starts with a K. In Scotty's world, it's spelled K-A-N-D-I-S.
It works for me.
Yeah. Scotty rides the bus
a lot. Tell me anything but late for dinner.
Okay.
I'm a home health care worker. That's why I'm giggling so much. I take care of mentally retarded people.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No, I guess I'm not sorry. You know, it sounds good for them. It probably works out well for them. You sound like you care.
Oh, they're good for me. I'm good for them, except for one client I have who watches this movie. It's called Riding the Bus with My Sister.
Is that what it is?
It is. And I watch that movie probably, I'm shaking as we speak, 4 times a day, every other day.
Oh, man. I've seen that movie, and it was just awful.
Is it because the people who are enfeebled like to see themselves represented on film?
They love Rosie O'Donnell. They love the whole concept of getting to ride a bus alone.
Retarded people love Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, yeah.
We all have our target demographic, don't we?
I think it's sweet. She just said they all like the concept of getting to ride the bus alone.
A lot of it's very sweet. Honestly, I love my job. I've been doing it for years. I go to their home.
Are you ever tempted to let them ride the bus alone, like on a really stressful day? Here you go. Get on.
Hey, I gave my
go that way.
Trailways of Maripass.
If I'd have given a different name, maybe.
Seriously. Here's a dollar. There's a place called the Greyhound Station. It's magical. All right. No, you're
at the airport. I take 2 or 3 at a time in my truck to the airport.
I can fit 2 or 3 at a time into my truck. I can fit 15 retarded people into my trunk. It's like a contest. See, if I were a lesser host, if I were perhaps a kooky rock and roll DJ somewhere, I would do a how many retarded people could we fit into a phone booth contest. I would not do that now, though, because I am not that
this
guy.
This whole conversation's making me uncomfortable.
You guys have a good afternoon. I love the show.
Thank you.
I just thought you'd want to know this terrible movie.
All right. I'm sorry that you've had to see it like 1,000. You probably don't even notice it anymore, though.
I'm actually headed out about 2 hours, I will be watching it again.
Good. Lucky for you. This is a quick story, and it's not. And I'll end this call. But my wife, for a long time, worked at an Alzheimer's care center. It was like a private cabin where a bunch of Alzheimer's people lived. And it sounds like a bad joke. It really does. But man, they had the favorite film of all time was The Pajama Game, and then sometimes Oklahoma, both musicals. And again, you can see this coming a mile away, but it's totally true. They just wanted to watch the same 2 movies all day because they would just forget that they'd seen it. And so, like The Pajama Game ends, 7.5 cents, da 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 da, bah, and then done. And then, what should we watch? The Pajama Game! You know.
In the spirit of the show, I'll share one more thing and I'll let you go.
Thank you.
My clients just love The Quiet Game. I feel real guilty a lot of times because I'll impose The Quiet Game, but they love it.
What is The Quiet Game?
Where you can't talk unless I talk to you.
Is this a state-sanctioned method of dealing with the handicapped?
I've been doing it for like 9 years. Actually, it's just sanctioned by whatever makes them smile and helps everyone get through the day, you know. That's what helps everyone get through the day.
By everybody, you mean Candace.
Yeah. Yes.
Also, Jack Daniels also helps. Not them. All right. Thank you, Candace.
Thank you.
There you go.
Bye.
Thank you. All right. There you go. I don't mean to be ripping off the Don and Mike thing, but that's a new addition to the Don and Mike opening segment because they do the hello and speaking of it, they have that one where he goes, he's not retarded, he's just weird, whatever that is, that movie dropped, but they've added this new one, and I knew it was either Giovanna Ribisi or Rosie O'Donnell. All right. Scotty, you're saying that I abbreviate the message. He's trying to explain why he spells things, and of course the irony is I can't even read his explanation. I abbreviate to keep the message short and... Jesus Christ, Sarah, look at this. Look at all kinds of grammar going on here. I abbreviate to keep the message short and phonetics with an apostrophe. It's all...
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Oh, wait, no, he's correcting it as you speak.
But he's correcting it wrong. He's changed phonetics to be spelled with an
M. That was the word you spelled right, Scotty.
See, Scotty, the irony is that phonetic is not spelled like it sounds.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, that's the spirit. You'll go far at CBS. All right, there you go. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. 503-733-2970. See, other radio stations would have done things and stuff by now and had content. Not us. Just a lot of talk of Rosie O'Donnell and her hideous wedge haircut. How did we even get onto that subject? Oh, it's because of the Katie Couric thing. And because they've been slimming down Rosie O'Donnell in all of her press photos. Which I'm going to demand that they do for us from now on. We got Bridget over there, the documents person. She can totally do that. But yeah, Rosie O'Donnell, she's a waste. Like, have you seen...
Well, she wrote about it on her blog I was reading.
Or about the photoshopping?
Yeah, how, like, there's this huge space in between her arms and her sides, and she's like, I know that white space wasn't there before.
Oh, no, it's at least she copped it with them, mm-hmm. because, yeah, they've made her look all svelte. It was svelte-ish. As svelte as Rosie O'Donnell can look. And then Barbara Walters came all unhinged about her blog. And she's that whole show's on the...
Well, Rosie O'Donnell seems insane on her blog. Have you read her poetry?
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Does it rhyme?
Are they haikus?
Yeah, they're haikus. It's all like broken sentences and like afraid. Looking forward to new experience.
Oh, geez.
Alone.
It's you get job applicants like that, don't you?
I don't know, Tim. Who are you thinking of?
Oh, not that I read these things.
Yes, yes. If I were a less principled person, I might actually go reach deep into that bag of air checks. You know what I don't... I actually don't get a lot of air checks here. That's the strange thing. I wonder if we just put off a we'll never hire you vibe. Or maybe they just know we have no money. Maybe...
Well, it's pretty much industry-wide. It's not...
I mean,
three of us are this entire radio station.
Really, do you want to hear a sad, sad fact? This program, the three voices you hear right now, we represent the total budget of this radio station, which is, and you only need one piece of ledger paper for that budget.
And there's a tall tower on the hill carrying out this.
And
it's just three people.
That's real. There's a gigantic metal structure just for this. Just for us to talk about Rosie O'Donnell going, thank you. Now I have to find it and play it.
A heritage of some 70 years.
It's being destroyed day by day by this radio program. Tearing down the proud legacy of Murrow one day at a time.
You know what you could do to pass the time tonight, Rick? I just saw that Everclear is playing at Music Millennium tonight.
I know. And they're doing a... Now, is that the same thing as the Kink live show?
I don't know. It says it's at 7.
I'm unclear about whether these are the same things or not, because I got a...
I saw a commercial with Art Alexakis riding around with a mascot in a convertible.
Oh, God, I saw that, too, where Art Alexakis, he's like riding it in around with a pig or something.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of, like...
I guess there was nobody else available.
And he's freakishly suntanned. Have you noticed that? Like, his skin is a weird, leathery kind of...
Because the contrast against his, like, bright white hair.
Yeah.
Is it blonde or white? I can't tell.
I don't know. He kind of looks like Dennis Glasgow's dad.
He's not a bad-looking guy.
Well, he's not a bad-looking guy, but you can tell that rock and roll lifestyle wears harder on some than others. No, there's Everclear's playing tonight. Where? Music Millennium?
Yeah, I guess it's 7.
We shouldn't poke fun. I like Music Millennium.
Yeah. Well, no, we're not. I didn't bring it up to make fun of Music Millennium.
Anywho, Rosie O'Donnell, blah, blah, blah. All right. It's 503-733-2970, 503-733-2970. All right, well, let's welcome here to the Rick Emerson Show. Let me find the, let's welcome Mailman Chris.
The postman is the first one in your neighborhood.
So goddamn loud. Chris, hello, how are you, sir?
Not too bad.
All right.
I just want to... talk about yesterday real quick.
Yes. Yesterday we were doing which is really a fantastic program, but just so hideously overbooked. There was myself, Sarah, Tim, Scotty, of course, and then Clyde, Kristen, Davey Nipples, Aaron Duran, Scott Daly. Seems like there was somebody else, but it was very busy. It was very crowded in here.
Well, when you had Scotty, I listened to the whole show, and after the fact, and Scotty wrote down everything that you were going to get to.
Right.
And you said that you were starting at 41%.
Yeah.
Incorrect. Started at 38.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you're 3 lower than that. And you wrote down Snuffbox, Venus Fudge, Nutcase, Armin Davey, Aaron and Scott, Clyde, Kristen, Jim Roop, and Lisa Goddard. You got to everything.
Fantastic. That's what I'm talking about.
But Chris, you gave up your duties for yesterday, and we decided to call it a wash, so it's still for 38? 38 or 41?
It'd be 38 minus the one he did.
Yeah, I did one in the studio yesterday.
No, because
so
it was 40. We were at 41.
We were
and then
38.
And then you did ones to round it out to an even 40.
I thought
that was an incorrect number. It was actually at 38 at the end of Friday's show.
Yeah.
Well, he's not taking three away from yesterday.
But I did do one though.
You did do one.
I will acknowledge that we agreed to call it a wash because it was so difficult to calculate anything yesterday. But I did one though. So
okay.
All right.
So that puts you at 37. Then.
Fantastic. All right. Well, let's see. Here's what's coming up today. We got the CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. We'll be doing. I'm not going to play them all because we got like a bunch. We got like 15. But we'll play a couple of the entries in our Delana's Tears Equal Your Material Gain contest. I got a whole bunch. I think we'll play them all tomorrow. But we'll play a couple of those today just so people can hear what's coming in. Lisa Goddard will be joining us from CNN. And coming up, I don't know, about 15 minutes, actually, we have another exciting installment of our post-hitting contest. Because you may remember that, we did this about a month ago, where I've been talking about hitting a post. And, Tim, did you take part in this, or was it just me and Smokey?
I believe it was just you and Smokey, because I'm not really a DJ and haven't been for quite some time.
Yes, no, that's a thing to be proud of. And so our sister station, KUPL, thank you! Our sister station, KUPL, Smokey, who does the midday show, came over here, we did the post-hitting thing, and he schooled me. But so, we had, the post-hitting content hadn't been done like 5 minutes. And everybody else in the building,
everybody
behind
him,
everybody's like, when are you doing one of those post-hitting contests? So, John Paul, who is the program director for KUPL, is actually going to come in later on in the hour, I don't know, about 20 minutes from now. And he and I will face off, and then the winner will take on Smokey, who is the reigning post-hitting champion of the building. So we'll get to that.
Smokey really is. He's really good at it.
He's incredibly good. And the thing is, John Paul fills in sometimes, but he's not really an on-air guy. He's just a PD. He doesn't really do a show. So he'll probably get schooled, even by me. And then I don't know what watches we have. Tim Riley, what watches have we today?
Just a moment. Let me look.
Okay.
Darwin.
Darwin watch. Fantastic.
Geek. Clown. Clown. Penis. What's happening at CBS?
All right. Do you think we're going to get to all of those?
No.
Okay. Let's just say penis watch and clown watch. So we'll just tease those two. Anything else is sort of gravy.
Penis? Clown.
All right. So there you go, Chris. You got all that?
I have the entries for the Delana contest, post-hitting contest, Jim Roof, Lisa Goddard, a clown watch, and
clown,
a penis
clown
watch.
Penis.
Yeah, there you go. And so we're at 37 push-ups at the end of the program. We'll check in, see what I've gotten to, and I'll owe a push-up for each item not taken care of.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Talk to you then.
All right, there you go. This mailman, Chris. We'll also talk about Storm Large, and Peter Carlin will be calling in later on to talk about some things as well. We're joined today, as always, thank you, by the lovely and Sarah X Dillon. How are you today?
That's not going to stop, is it?
No, somebody will send it to me, and then I can play it, and then it'll be out of my head forever.
Okay.
And then you can hear it again tonight for like an hour from 7 to 8 when that endless Donna Mike intro plays. How are things?
They're going well.
You're wearing a Viso shirt today.
I am. It was laundry day, and I found this.
Well,
because you initially gave it to me, and it was before I hadn't tried the product, so I just kind of threw it in the back of my closet.
Exactly.
And then I found it today. I'm like, I'm comfortable sporting this. I like this product.
Totally, because that's exactly what happened to me, too. It's so funny you say that, because in radio, you get tons of shirts.
Mm-hmm. Some going back to the 80s.
Yeah, and it's like, it's crap you're never going to, stuff you're never going to wear. It's like crap that you don't.
Colors you can't wear in public.
Yeah. Yeah, they're always teal. It's always teal with, like,
extra large.
And ready. Okay, let me just tell you this. I will not mention the network. But there's a radio, and radio networks are constantly sending you boxes of air our program crap. And so they're always sending you big, huge, and it's like you get a package in the mail, and it's like a FedEx, like a box, not the envelope, but the box, and you're like, oh, somebody's sending me an item. You know, somebody's sending, it's not just mail, it's a thing. And so you open a box, because you always open a box a little more excitedly than you open an envelope.
Mm-hmm.
Open the box, and it's like t-shirts and CDs and like a drink holder and like a fuzzy thing that you hang from rearview mirror and whatever. And it's from a network that just has a bunch of crap they want me to air that we're not going to put on. But they sent me a shirt. I'm like, I can always use more stuff to bicycle in. I can always use more things to clean up paint and, you know, to scrub my bathroom floor with. And then I put it on, and literally, you're right, it's like a triple X. It's like an XXXL, which I cannot possibly wear.
We used to have people that big who worked with us, but not anymore.
Yes, maybe it was meant to go to the other building.
No, this is a rad shirt.
The Viso shirt is
pretty
cool.
Yeah, I really like it. It's just my size.
And so when Vizo first started advertising, when they like the first week they were on, they gave us like five shirts. I'm like, yeah, Vizo shirts. Who wants a Vizo? And they sat in the office, just unworn, unused. For like
nobody
a month.
Would even steal one.
Nobody wanted them because again, we're just you know, you're up to your eyeballs in free shirts at a radio station. That's really the only thing you can get for free anymore. And but I'm exactly with you. Now I wear it with pride, and I almost did this morning, but I did not. Tim Riley's working on the following stories for you today at the city desk.
A crocodile hunter was heroic to the end. Will his death footage be broadcast? It's being considered by the suits in control. Carl Rove can thank his lucky stars the croc hunter died because it makes people forget about the war for the second day in a row. Caring and nurturing Katie Couric, a working mom never too busy to make sandwiches for her kids' school lunches, begins at CBS tonight.
I'm feeling insulin shock coming on. All right. It's 503-733-2970. We'll come back after this with CNN radio correspondent Lisa Goddard. Don't go anywhere. The Rick Emerson Show continues next on AM 970. Solid State Radio. Button was giving me some trouble there.
That was a little weird.
Yeah. Hello, it's the Rick Emerson radio program. It's 11:32 on whatever the hell this is. Tuesday. Thank you for coming by. 503-733-2970. Coming up in just a few. I'll welcome our good friend Smokey Woods from KUPL. Along with his esteemed program director, John Paul, for the post-hitting contest here. We're going to get Gary Baumgarten from New York City in just a moment. Later on, Lisa Goddard, Jim Rope will be here. We'll talk to Peter Carlin from the Oregonian. I'll talk about what Storm Large is singing tonight and Week in Geek. Plus a few Dolana entries. Rick, after a quick search, I found a montage of various quotes from Riding with My Sister, or Riding the Bus with My Sister. It's a whole pastiche of quotes from the movie all put together. Why would somebody take the time to do that? Let's see, what else do we have here? Rick, also don't forget there's something about Mary. At my group home job, I work with an autistic man who would hum tunelessly and enter neighbors' houses around dinner time and steal whatever was in their oven. Never a dull moment. I once discovered he'd taken an entire birthday cake into his room and eaten it. You're the least of God's creatures. Let us now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show live from New York City.
I love New York City. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
New York City. I love
salt of the earth.
New York City. Oh, yeah. New York.
All right. Gary Baumgarten now from the city that never sleeps. How are you, sir?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Brother, my day is rolling along. Everything is fantastic. The air is a little sweeter. The sun is a little brighter. Do you know why that is?
No.
Because my company's...
Your studio.
Because my company's fortunes are about to get a gigantic boost in the form of Katie Couric, Gary Baumgarten.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Why didn't I think of that?
I have no idea. You know why we thought of it? Because every 5 minutes for the last 2 weeks on this radio station, and I believe every radio station owned by CBS, they've been broadcasting, and they're all the same. It's like a 9-second promo. And it's 5 seconds of Katie Couric saying something that's warm and insightful, but not really threatening in any way. And then followed by Katie Couric starts in blank days. Counting down to tonight, which is when it airs. Here's the thing about it, though. I don't even really know when it's on. I have no idea. Is it 6? When is the CBS Evening News on, Gary?
It varies from market to market. Here in New York City, it's 6:30 Eastern time.
6:30. Okay, so it's presumably on 6:30. Well, it's on there. I guess my TV will find it. But you know what? I got to tell you, to be fair, all the radio, as cynical as this sounds, one can become very jaded about this, but as self-serving as it may seem to say this, the radio advertising really is effective because you know what? I will absolutely watch it. I will set my TiVo and I will watch the news with Katie Couric tonight, if only to see what all the fuss is about and to see what she looks like without any photoshopping.
That's true, too. Well, the thing is, I'm sure that they're going to win in the ratings tonight. The issue is whether CBS is successful in winning in the ratings as she sustains. So we'll see. But I think it's going to be a novelty issue that a lot of people are going to be tuning in at 6:30 or whatever time it is in their local markets tonight to watch the CBS Evening News.
Let me ask you this. What is, and I don't mean this just about Katie Couric. I'm talking about whoever... Because there's Katie Couric on CBS, and then there is Brian Williams, right, on NBC?
Yes.
And then who's on ABC now?
Boy, you stumped me there. I don't know. Who do they have at ABC?
God, I have no idea. That right there, I think the fact that I asked and not look, I work in the media. You work at the premier news gathering organization in the world. Neither of us knows. I think that indicates the level of importance that evening news has to the American people at this point. But what does Katie Couric do? By which I don't just mean her. I mean her, you know, whoever, her equivalent to the other networks. I mean, does she go out and, like, research the hard news, or does she just kind of show up and get her hair blown and then read?
Well, actually, at CBS, there's been a long tradition back when Uncle Walter Cronkite was named managing editor of the CBS Evening News, when there was a very, very important newscast, when all there were the three networks, and everybody, if they wanted to get national or international news, was, you know, watching television in the evening to see what each of the three networks had to present. The anchor of the CBS Evening News has traditionally been, and in her case will continue to be, also the position of managing editor. So therefore she has an extreme amount of editorial input into the final product. And so, you know, you're talking about a very finite amount of time, a half an hour with commercials and sports and weather, whatever else they throw in there. It doesn't leave for a lot of time to discuss the news. So actually, story selection is the primary issue when they put together that newscast.
So she's not doing anything.
No, she's going to be making editorial judgments, just like you make editorial judgments over who's going to be on at this time of the day on your show.
Is that sort of like a... But, I mean, on the evening news, is that they're deciding which of the two toothless human interest stories they're going to air as the final segment or the... Let me ask you this. We've heard so much in the last couple of days about these lining up, like Bill Clinton and Rush Limbaugh and whatever, and are they going to be doing... Is this like an editorial reply thing that they're going to be doing every night, where every night it's some heavy hitter to come in and, like, yell at the camera for 90 seconds?
I think what they're doing is, and this is kind of new for the evening news because, again, of the finite amount of time, is they're going to allow for in-depth interviews with certain newsmakers, which she obviously is very adept at. We saw her doing that for a decade at the Today Show. So that's really adding an element that makes this newscast stand out differently, anyway, if you like that kind of thing, from what NBC and ABC are offering, at least at this point.
I got to tell you, I'll watch whenever it is that she has Limbaugh on. I'll watch. I mean, I'm a huge Rush Limbaugh fan, have been for a long time, so I will definitely watch that. Let me ask you this: who is currently number one in evening news? Is it Brian Williams? Is it NBC?
I think so, and I think
whoever's over on ABC is second.
And I think that by the way, it's Charlie Gibson. It just came to me.
From Good Morning America.
My mind just popped into gear. I really didn't Google it. I remembered.
Okay.
You know, what CBS has to do is become number one. It's number one. It's the number one network entertainment-wise, but it is, I think, number three when it comes to news. And so that's her charge, is to bring them up back to number one as they were years ago.
How much are they paying her for this?
I don't remember how much they're paying her. I really don't, you know, I really don't fully understand, and maybe it's my jaded position as a news person, all the hoopla over whoever is the anchor. I remember when Ted Turner started the network I worked for, he said that the news was the star, not those of us presenting the news, and I guess we've lost some of that along the way.
Well, that was true, except when Lynn Russell was on. When anytime Lynn Russell was on camera, my friend, she was the star of Rick's Little World.
You like her, huh?
Oh, man, Lynn Russell, and going back to like 10 years ago, and B, appealing only to news junkies who were around a decade ago and watching CNN, Lynn Russell was the hottest thing ever. Maybe not, conventionally speaking, not the most beautiful woman ever, and not ugly, not a beauty queen, maybe, you know, by television standards, but there's some vibe about it. There was just something, I don't think I was alone. There was a lot of guys who were really into Lynn Russell. I was a huge fan of hers. It was a dark day for me when she retired. So,
did you get the sense that she was kind of a tough person?
I got the sense that she would just beat your ass, if the mood just struck her, or if she felt like you had it coming, that she would just take you up back and beat you like a gong.
So it probably would come as no surprise to you that she is also a volunteer deputy sheriff.
Oh, that's fantastic.
In the community.
That's fantastic. If she was a black belt, that's the only way that could be even hotter. Final question. So,
sure.
So CBS is currently third of the three networks in terms of news. A year from now, Katie Couric, has made it second place, first place, or third still?
Well, if she's still in third place, maybe a year from now it'll be over.
If she's still in third place from a year from now, I don't think I'll be talking to you. I think that slack will be taken up somewhere, and I think somewhere is code for the Rick Emerson Show, my friend.
I think, though, she will be surprisingly well-received.
Right.
Enough with the naysaying about her, you know, because she's the first woman, because she came from the Today Show. I suspect she will be very prepared tonight and every night that she does this. And remember, she's also going to be doing pieces for 60 Minutes, and that's going to give her greater credibility as a real journalist as well. So I think she's going to get accepted. That's my guess.
Well, I'll be watching tonight, if only because I think that I heard that Walter Cronkite is doing the intro.
He apparently taped an intro. Whether they use it or not, we don't know at this point.
That guy is so great, man. He's like 180 years old. And
he's a wonderful human being. I had opportunity to interview him one-on-one in my studio. And interestingly, he says that the one regret as a newsman is that he never had an opportunity to go into space.
And he's just still so sharp. You see him interviewed now, and he's just still got it together. You can tell when a guy's faking it and when a guy really has his crap together still at an advanced age, and he is definitely in the latter category. So,
and he is the moral authority of this industry. He really is.
Most trusted man in America. All right, my friend.
Yep.
Gary Baumgarten, we'll talk to you soon, brother.
Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. Gary Baumgarten, live in New York City. All right. Yes?
I was just looking at Rosie O'Donnell's blog. She's insane.
Oh, yeah. No, she's totally insane.
Oh, my God.
Insane, bad hair. Yeah, weird face. All right. Scotty? Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me... I guess I should be with the whole...
Scotty J. This is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except...
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
All right,
message.
Scotty J., how are you, sir?
Doing great.
All right. Are we ready with the post-it-in contest?
We are, and so is John.
All right, here's the thing. So here's how we're going to... Now, we did the post-it-in... I don't even remember how this came about and why it ended up being Smokey that I faced
because
off against last
you
time.
You get all cocky, and you think that you're the best at everything, so then you pull random people out of the hallway to see if they can beat you.
Well, I don't... Okay, I don't dispute the first
That's
part.
Exactly
was it really
right.
random? Was that why I ended up with Smokey? Or was it just like nobody else was around? All right. So here's the thing. So as soon as we did this
program director versus program director.
Yeah, yes. It's sort of like a Gamera versus Mothra kind of a thing. So the deal is I did this post-it in contest with Smokey, and then he just, let's call a spade a spade. He worked me. He really did, man.
He
just beat me like I was the family mule. And it was all kinds of bad. And so we sort of let the wounds sort of heal over on this side. But, man, we hadn't been done with that post-it in contest like 30 seconds. And emails from everybody in the, you know, Les Moonves. I would like to take part in this post-it in contest. Please to email me. And so John Paul, who's the program director of... And here's the thing, and every time I go to say the name of the station, because I'm always here in the morning, and I'm in the bathroom a lot, changing out of my bike wear, and I hear the jingle, and it always comes out of my head in like a singing female voice, but 98.7 KUPL, our sister station 98.7 KUPL, the biggest hits, the biggest stars, would you like to now step to the mic, John Paul? All right, brother.
Why am I so nervous?
Because you're going to lose. That's why, bro.
Oh, stop it.
That's the mental game I'm playing right there. Getting in his head.
You're real scary.
Yeah. I'm really scary as I'm talking up my Osmonds record or whatever the hell it is.
Explain to me how this works now. Three songs?
Oh, well, that's a little bit of background here. So you are the program director at 98.7 KUPL.
Yes.
And so you have now, but you're not a jock. I mean, you do fill-in stuff right now, but you haven't been a full on-air person. And I mean, when's the last time you did full-time on-air?
2 years.
2 years. And so was that...
And that was at a rock station.
That was a rock station.
Mm-hmm.
So what quickly list off some of the formats you've done, just so we know your background here. In terms
country
of
is the biggest. I've been rock, top 40, oldies.
All right. Well, see, top 40 and oldies are the two biggest. Because there's not a lot of post-hitting in rock. Like, you don't talk up Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's tough to talk over any of those intros.
Yeah. And so, but do you guys do a lot of... Do you talk up the ramp, as they say in
we
country?
We do. And I can hit it. I can sit in the car and drive and hit top 40 posts.
You've heard Smokey.
Nerd.
He schooled you last time.
He schooled me in here. I'm just saying, look, all I'm saying is that the kids, though, I don't know that the kids have it so tough because it's not the same now with the record and the little piece of tape on it. This is like 0.08 cold fade.
Right.
Because it's all, you know, it comes off a computer now, a lot of it, or anyway, it's like an MP3 sort of a file. So that makes it easier for you guys.
I used to have posts memorized.
You know, Don Geronimo's like that. You listen to the Don and Mike show. Tim actually can do that. You'll mention a specific song times. You'll say Green River CCR, and Tim will go, Fantasy Label, 0.8 intro, Cold Spade. he'll totally know it, like, by heart. And there's a couple of those that I know, but it's all Like, I can talk up the ramps to songs that nobody remembers or cares about. Like, songs like P-A-S-S-I-O-N by the Rhythm Syndicate, which is... Do you remember that song?
Yes.
P-A-S-S-I-O-N got me something again.
Got me in a jam again.
Yeah. Or like EMF.
Do you ever hear a song on the radio and go, I played it when it was new?
Oh, dude, totally.
My wife and I will be in the car, and we'll be listening to Z100 or something, and she'll be like... Or not Z100, but, you know, something like a station that plays...
No one listens to
Z100. Yeah, you're right. A station that, you know, hits like the early 90s, and I'll look at her and I'll be like, I played it when it was new.
Totally.
She rolls her eyes.
And I have... And I will get really... Now, we're just going to get into, like, a radio guy reminiscing mode, but I will actually get very specific, almost, like, visceral memories with some songs. Like, I will hear a song like... What's a good example? Like, I saw Red by Warrant, like KUFO or somebody was playing that on some retro weekend, and it's like I can taste the top ramen in my mouth. You know what I mean? Like, I'll hear Everything I Do It For You by Bryan Adams, and I can taste, like, that Maro Chan cup of soup noodle, because that's all I was eating.
Frozen burritos.
Totally, yeah. Or there's, like, those Totoni's pizzas that are, like, a dollar that you're not supposed to microwave, but it's like I couldn't afford a toaster oven. And the oven at my apartment didn't really work. And so I would just microwave them anyway, and they were just balls of mush by the time they got out. Good times. All right, so here's what we're going to do.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do with this? So I have the list and the intro times.
Well, I'm going to have to play the songs over here, but it sounds like a state secret. I have not seen the list of songs yet, but it doesn't matter. Presumably they're songs that we all know or kind of know. So the deal is that you and I will face off. You and I will each do two songs.
Okay.
And then Sarah will determine the winner.
I think the winner will be determined if you can hit it or not.
But I'm saying, like, in the event of a tie, you'll determine who kind of, you know, who felt like they were doing it naturally. Because you don't have to force it. Because sometimes you'll hear a guy force the post. You'll hear me do
that. And
that
was what was so good about Smokey, is that he was just so casual. He's, like, looking at his nails.
You can't delay the call letters.
Oh, it was like, he was, like, breathing. Yeah, because sometimes you'll hear the guy going... And, you know, that's the Human League on 105.1. And it's totally, he's looking at the timer, like, waiting for it.
Well, so, speaking of the Human League, Mr. Emerson.
I saw that's one of them. So you'll do two, I'll do the same two, and then the winner will face off against Smokey.
Okay, you want to go first?
I can go first. I can go first.
Go ahead and do Human League.
All right, Sarah, so two of these songs we will do. Which two are we going to do? We're going to do Human League.
You want to give it to them?
All right.
Okay.
Human League and Boz Scaggs.
Oh, I love the Boz.
Dude, so he's doing Boz Scaggs. And then you're doing Hughes Corporation, and he'll do Motley Crue, Girls, Girls, Girls.
Well, I think he and I should do the same, too. Like,
you
want to
do that?
Like, yeah, because it should be an equal contest. So I think, like, I should do Human League and Boz Scaggs, and then he should do the same, too.
Let's do it.
All right. So which am I doing first, Human League?
Yeah.
How long is this intro?
20 seconds.
All right, 20 seconds. I got to be where I can see a clock. All right.
You see it?
All right. Yeah, are we ready?
Are you ready, Rick Emerson? You're
I am
a
ready.
Nervous.
20 seconds. Don't pressure me. All right. All right. I will be starting in 5 seconds talking at the Human League. All right. Here we go. AM 977 State Radio. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's 49 minutes after 11 o'clock, just 11 minutes before noon. Still coming up, another nonstop music jam, a 30-minute music sweep. It's 68 degrees outside on the Great Kennewick Parkway. If you'd like to get on board today, it's 503-733-2970. Here's the Human League on the Rick Emerson Show.
A little loose. I love this song.
Okay, and did you notice how I was, like, mixing a whole bunch of crap that didn't belong? Like,
no,
I
was that
talking
was
about
rad, though.
Kennewick temperature and, like, a
good
Portland
pace.
Toll number.
Good pace.
Oh, God. And
I couldn't do that. That was impressive.
It's such a stupid skill. It's like being able... It's like being able to, like, turn your left eye one way and your right eye another way. Like, it has no real-world application.
And listeners don't care, but jocks love it.
Oh, yeah, and it's totally just like you're just waving it around for another guy. You know, it's totally a...
Yes, I know what you're talking
waving
about.
Your manhood. All right. And note how, without even trying, the stupid voice comes back. Human League!
Hey, everybody.
All right. What's the next one I'm doing here?
Oh, are you doing both of them?
I'm going to do both, then he'll do both.
Are you doing Boz Scaggs Breakdown Dead?
Why not?
That's
right.
A 25.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give that Human League talk up?
I'd give that an 8.
All right. Rick, 1, 8. All right, I'll do
it. Because it was really good, but you kind of cut
it
a few seconds short.
It wasn't very tight at the end.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Boz Scaggs. What's the intro?
25.
I don't even know this song. All right. All right, here we go. Talking up Boz Scaggs here. Hey, it's the Rick Emerson Show. It's AM 970 Solid State Radio. Coming up later on, we got CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. Tim Riley's going to be here with the Ministry of Truth and another hit spin to win. More for the racks and stacks. It's the best on wax. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State Radio. Here's Boz Skaggs on AM 970. Don't go loose again.
No, it was 25 seconds.
I thought it was, but you started two seconds early.
Anyway.
No, I choked.
That's a tough song.
That's like a five. That's like a solid 5 out of 10. All right.
Okay, John.
Well, all right.
I'm nervous.
Okay. Dude, I just ate crap on that, though. That was so bad. That was so bad.
First one is how long again?
Human League.
20 seconds.
This is okay. 20 seconds. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, John Paul, hit that post.
AM 970 Solid State Radio in the middle of 40 in a row. That's right, 40 minutes nonstop music. Rick Emerson in at 11 today. He's got more tickets to see these guys back in town at the Keller Auditorium. It's sold out. Only way to win tickets right here, right after 11 with Rick Emerson and the Big Rick Emerson Show from AM 970 Solid State Radio.
That's a 10!
I totally freestyled that, too.
Oh, God.
I'm looking at Smokey right now. He looks nervous.
Why do I even need to be here?
Oh, that's so sad.
See, here's...
And I've been talking trash for the past week.
See, Sarah, I don't want you to take any offense at this next statement. But see, here's the thing.
I already told you I couldn't do it.
I'm just saying that's the thing is I show off my now clearly non-existent post-hitting skills, but I only show off to Sarah. And like Tim, Sarah's never done it. Tim hasn't done it in 20 years. Probably wasn't any good at it then because it's kind of not his deal. So
I told you it's like having a weightlifting contest
with 5-year-olds most of the time in here. You know what I mean? Because it's like a skill that they've never bought because it's a dumb skill. Ugh. Now the whole facade comes crumbling down.
Oh, see.
This is a tough one, though.
Boz Skaggs.
You're too competitive.
20. What's the name of the song again?
Breakdown.
Breakdown. Okay. I don't even know the song. Breakdown.
I don't know this
ahead.
Either. I don't even really know who Boz Skaggs is.
He was in the Steve Miller Band.
Oh, well, there you go.
I'm going to use that with my ramp.
In your ramp. All right, are you ready?
25.
Wait, 25. Hold on. Okay. 25.
25 or 28?
25.
By the way, I'd like to add, I never even looked at the clock during that.
Why do you got to do that? Why do you got to spike the ball like that? All right, fine.
You are getting a little worked up. Right,
would you, 28, you said?
I have so little to be proud of in my life.
You know. I don't need to start throwing things at me that I don't know how to do it. I've told you I don't know how to do it.
Here's the only reason my wife is with me is because I can impulse. That's it. That's it.
Later when it was new.
Never. Never know the love of a woman again. Are you ready?
25, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And 4, 3, 2, 1.
AM 970 Solid State Radio, your home with the best mix of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. 40 in a row. We got a 40-minute music set right now. Steve Miller Band at the State Fair over the weekend. This guy not in the band anymore, but he used to be. That's what made him famous. He went solo. Got big hits now, like this one. Here's Breakdown. Boz Skaggs, AM 970 at Solid State Radio.
Well, that's okay.
That was 20, and to be fair, that was a 27-second intro.
All right, see, so that was mislabeled.
It was.
That's, see, I that clearly that's what.
Then you were only 12 seconds early.
As a program director, I'd be mad if a jock talked over a 27-second intro song.
Totally. You know, but here's why you're so much better than I, because I was just, like when I did mine, especially that first one where I was doing Human League, I was totally like just, it didn't even have anything to do with the song. I was like making up fake temperatures. I mean, you totally made it work. You were actually related to the song.
I was going
to
do traffic information, but I thought I'd mess that up.
Oh, see, that would have been biting off a little too much there. All right, but you know, you hit, not the actual post of the lyric, but hit that post of the drum. You
and I didn't want to delay, though. I could have delayed it 970, but that's weak.
And you got the actual name of this station right, which actually our own marketing department doesn't even do. No, I shouldn't say marketing. I should say that our AEs sometimes don't do. Susan and Gia always get it right, but I will say that I see a lot of copy that's like 970 State Solid AM Radio 9, you know, and it's just makes no sense.
AM 97.
So, man, you would not believe how many AEs have, you know, and it's like right in front of them on the letterhead, and they get it wrong. All right, are we able to bring in a Smokey in a place where he can come in?
I am in the same room as you are.
I don't know. I can't see him.
I can
from
see
where
him.
Where
he looks like he's messing with the computer.
Yeah.
He was listening a minute ago, but he turned it off.
All right. Well, sir, do we want to break and
come back here?
So you want to take a break? We'll come back and we'll smoke again. Okay. So, Sarah, what do you give that last? What John Paul just did there?
I'd give him a 9 because that was it was very packed.
And
in
it was
its content.
Still so much better than mine.
And
I mean,
you know what? And the intro, it was 25. We were told it was 25 seconds. He did it all the way up to 25 seconds.
All right, so there you go. So Rick Emerson 13, John Paul 19, Smokey. Are you ready, sir?
We can do it now.
All right, we just do it now, then we'll break.
Okay. All right, so this one's a little tricky.
All right. What? Okay. People call him to critique.
Oh, hold on a second.
Just save it, friend. All right. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go, go. Listen to KUPL. It might be dead right now.
Yeah, he has dead air. He's in trouble.
Yeah, fantastic.
The light isn't flashing.
Yeah. This is gripping radio. We're all just staring.
We're all watching Smokey panic.
We're staring through the window at another radio station while a guy pushes buttons on a computer. This is really how you convert cume to core, right?
That's
here.
Cume to core. Making magic.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, all right. Okay, here he comes.
Okay.
All right, so this one only has an 8-second intro. So are they
These
going
are
against each other
songs,
since
yeah.
he's clearly the winner?
Yeah, because, yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally, yeah. I was totally schooled there.
All right.
All right, you ready?
All right, Smokey, this is Hughes Corporation, Rock the Boat. It's
wow.
an 8-second intro.
Because I was practicing what I was going to do on the other two songs you guys did.
Oh, no, no, no.
How long is this intro?
8 seconds.
Oh. 8 seconds?
8 seconds.
What's the name of the song?
Rock the Boat.
Rock the Boat.
By Hughes Corporation.
I asked Scotty to pick one that was, you know, fairly mainstream, one that was not.
Okay.
So Hughes Corporation, an 8-second intro. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Smokey, hit that post.
98.7 KUPL. Oh, the summer's nice, huh? Rock the Boat. Who sings this?
Hughes Corporation.
Hughes Corporation.
Oh, that's... okay.
That's a drop.
That was either... That was either really cheating or really fantastic because it's like you worked at an external element. That
and
sort
still
of
a, timed it out.
Oh, man. That's sort of like a, you know, Susan in Salem. You're calling up, you know, and it's... I'd like to hear Hughes Corporation. Who playing at KUPL? And then you go to the...
Yeah.
Man, you guys are bad.
The way we were.
All right, are you ready for the next one?
Okay, it's Motley Crue, Girls, Girls, Girls. 16-second musical post or 30-second total?
Can I just
voice?
Hear the beginning of that?
Yeah,
I'm not sure if I know. Motley Crue.
Yeah. Oh, this is a double post because there's 16 where it kicks in, and then at what, 30?
Okay.
30 is when the vocal starts. So there's actually two posts in this song. So that's the first one. That's
okay.
16. All right.
What?
And then at 30 is when the actual vocal starts. Are you ready?
All right.
All right. Motley Crue, Girls, 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 Smokey, hit that post.
98.7 KU. I don't know. I've never even heard this song.
Oh,
I've never
come
even
on.
Heard that.
Come on.
I've never listened to that.
Really?
Song. Yeah. Is it huge? Is it a big record? It tests. Do you think that's still tested? All right. Okay. All right. All right. Can I check something real quick? Let me just see what I'm doing in there.
Why don't we go to break and then we can do it after the
okay.
break?
Okay.
There you go.
Well gathered.
This is flawless execution of a bit right here, by the way. All right. It's 503-733-2970. I'm not even going to try now. I was going to try to, like, talk up this Ramones, but what's... No
you
point.
You just embarrass yourself.
No, it's... I would just bring shame on my family at this point. I would just disgrace my name. All right. Coming up, we got CNN radio correspondent Lisa Goddard. We got the Jim Roop on the way. Peter Carlin from the Oregonian. The Week in Geek. We'll talk Storm Large, et cetera, so on and so forth. Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth, and we'll finish the post-hitting contest. After this, it's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 570. Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there. This is Total Watch.